This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Most of the antibiotics we use today weren't just dreamed up from nothing. They were discovered somewhere in nature, part of a natural arms race between species of microbes. First, there was Fleming and penicillin mold, of course, but then a wave of antibiotics that came from bacteria living in the soil. In more recent years, as that well has run dry, researchers have tried designing antibiotics from the ground up in the lab. That's only been limited. They only had a limited success because the bacteria have evolved resistance to many of the antibiotics on the market. Going back to the future, scientists have returned to the soil to see if they can find new hope among the 99% of bacteria that refuse to grow in the laboratory. It's an incredible number. You can't grow 99% of the bacteria in a laboratory, but we now have some hope because they have succeeded in at least one. Reporting in the journal Nature, they've come up with a way to grow some of those unculturable soil bacteria. And when they did, they found that we might be the first an entirely new class of antibiotics, one that even works against some of the drug-resistant strains out there. Joining me now to talk about it is Kim Lewis. He's one of the authors of the report. He's a professor and director of the Antimicrobial Discovery Center at Northeastern University in Boston. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
This is you've been working on this idea for years, have you not?
Yes, that's true.
And basically, describe what you did. It's almost to me, it almost looked like planting tomato seeds in the in eggshell crates.
It is actually very similar to that. So, with my collaborator Slava Epstein here at Northeastern, we were wondering how could we figure out a way to grow uncultured bacteria. And it became obvious to us that we're not going to succeed if we continue tinkering with growth media in our petri dishes, because that hasn't worked. So then we decided that how about we try growing them in their natural environment, where, of course, they do grow. So we came up with a simple gadget to do that. The gadget is a diffusion chamber. We take a sample from soil, dilute, mix with agar, and instead of pouring it into a petri dish, we sandwich it between two semi-permeable membranes, which then get glued onto an O-ring, and that contraption goes back into the soil. So now everything diffuses through that chamber, and bacteria get their nutrients and growth factors from the natural environment. And they grow. So essentially, we trick them. They don't know that something happened to them.
And so they grow into a colony, which you can then take into the lab in
yes,
a petri
exactly.
dish.
Yes, exactly. What we discovered is that once a colony is formed, then with a high probability, it will become domesticated and will grow in the lab.
Mm-hmm. And what were you able to, one in particular, you grew 10,000 of these, right? And you found one that was exceptional.
Yeah, so this is a collaboration, I must say, with Novobiotic, a startup company here in Cambridge that is using this technology and collaborating with us. And so from that collection of strains, we found, of course, a number of bacteria that produce antibiotics, but one was particularly interesting. It was only distantly related to known organisms. It was unusual in a number of features, and was making a potent compound. Mm-hmm. But there was one very striking feature of that compound that we did not anticipate, did not expect at all. We could not find any resistance to this compound in the pathogens we tested it against.
Wow, that's exactly what you want, isn't it? Resistance to being obsolete someday.
Yes. That's what you would want,
mm-hmm.
indeed.
And how many, and this new method, it holds a potential for discovering many, many more antibiotics?
Yes, of course. So the culture collection that Novobiotic put together so far is 50,000 isolates. From that number, we discovered 25 new antimicrobial compounds. And this newest Taxobactam that we were just discussing is the newest and probably the most interesting one. But you must understand, this is really a modest effort. And from that modest effort, to have 25 compounds with chemical novelty is an indication that the considerably larger a number of antibiotics will be discovered from uncultured bacteria.
Mm-hmm. And this first one, what can it combat? What's it good for?
So this targets a large number of our drug-resistant pathogens, such as Staph aureus MRSA, which is one of the superbugs,
sure.
And strep pneumonia that causes pneumonia, and Enterococcus faecalis that causes infective endocarditis with very limited therapeutic options. It's effective against Mycobacterium tuberculosis, where we now have some strains of this unpleasant pathogen that are resistant to all available antibiotics.
And how soon could we expect to see this on the market, or is it really in such early stage?
So far, we've been able to cure mice of a number of infections, and that's not a bad predictor of efficacy in humans. Although, of course, we have to do a considerable number of additional tests in more animal models, toxicity, formulation, and so on. We're about 2 years away from clinical trials, and those trials take about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Lewis, for taking time to talk with us. We'll be following you.
Thank you, Ira.
Kim Lewis is a professor and director of the Antimicrobial Discovery Center at Northeastern University in Boston.